Nick by here for Lindley Clothing at 132nd and Dodge. Let me tell you right now, to all you women out there, sometimes us guys, we can kind of be hard to shop for, right? You ask, hey, what do you want for Christmas? Really? I don't know, whatever. I don't know. Well, the reality is that we do like to look sharp, especially we want to look sharp for you. And the thing that you need to do is head on out to Lindley Clothing and just get a gift certificate, a gift card, for your man to head out to Lindley and update his wardrobe, whether it's getting a new suit, a new shirt, a new blazer, some slacks, a tie, some new jeans, sportswear, whatever. Now with frost in the fold, you may want to update a few Nebraska things as well. They got tons of great stuff. They got two tailors on staff there to make you look like $1 million without spending $1 million. So get your holiday shopping done. Head out to Lindley Clothing, 132nd and Dodge, and get a gift card for that special man in your life. Again, skip the mall, park right at the door. 132nd to Dodge. Look your best with Lindley Clothing. Obviously, big one tonight for Nebraska with Minnesota in town. And believe the game's on BTN. I think Cougs is on the call, if I'm not mistaken. Coug action tonight. And they're right now in the middle of the tough stretch. And last week, I ranked this stretch of games from hardest to easiest like this. I thought the hardest game would be at Michigan State. Nebraska got beat pretty good. Then I think the second hardest one's going to be Kansas at home. They're obviously undefeated and playing at a high level. That's coming up on December 16th. And then at Creighton, which is this Saturday, that's obviously the series history's greatly favored the Blue Jays, and that's always an intense game. And then obviously you have tonight this Minnesota game, which is going to be tough. So the crazy, what's amazing to say out loud is Minnesota at home is the most winnable game of your next three games. Like that's a pretty amazing statement to say because Minnesota's good. But at least in my eyes, this is the easiest game, easiest being relative, left on this tough stretch for Nebraska. Now, I think they just finished the hardest, but I think Michigan State's really good. And Nebraska got popped really good. It is pretty scary when Nebraska can go 10 of 22 from three and only turn the ball over five times, and they got beat by 30. To me, that's a window into just how good Michigan State is. But Nebraska needs to kind of wipe that one away from their minds because you got a quick turnaround here and you got a team in Minnesota that's coming here that's only lost one game against Miami by about 5 or 6 points. Miami's a pretty good team. And I always have a little bit of concern for confidence with Nebraska basketball. Because until they get it going and sustain it, I feel like confidence is a huge thing collectively for all of them. So tonight's a big one for Nebraska. Again, I think it's the most winnable of the three games left in this tough stretch. And, Minnesota, for people that don't know, they're big time in the front court with Jordan Murphy and Reggie Lynch. And those two guys are the real freaking deal. So rebounding and defending kind of the post and the paint's going to be probably the number one thing tonight. Because Michigan State is strong in the front line, and they flex their muscles big time down there. I mean, Michigan State had 21 second chance points and outscored Nebraska 32-8 in points in the paint. So they dominated the glass and dominated the paint. And I think it's going to be a similar kind of approach for Minnesota tonight and how they're built and what they're trying to do. And one of the things that has always jumped out at me, especially with this group, is Jordy Schmanga, he can't get into foul trouble, especially tonight. I said it all last year, and it's even played out to plague him through the first nine games this year, is Schmanga's got to learn how to play defense without fouling. Schmanga, he leads Nebraska in fouls, and he's fouled out already three times through nine games. I mean, think about that. He's fouled out three times, and we're not even 10 games into this thing. Now, it's not like Shamanga's elite offensively or anything like that. So it's not like one of those things, oh, they just can't score without him on the floor. But Nebraska needs his size and strength and physicality down low. I mean, he's got to stay out of foul trouble because that's something that killed Nebraska against Michigan State this past weekend. Was Shimanga fouled out, Dubio Keke had four fouls. So what Nebraska had to end up doing was playing small with Roby and Copeland at the four and the five. And the reality of it is those two guys can't hang down low against high major, big time front lines. And tonight you have a high major, big time front line in Murphy and Lynch. These guys are great. So of all the things to keep an eye on tonight, I think you keep an eye on foul trouble with Shimanga in particular, but those two guys in OKK and Shimanga. Because you're going to have a hard time playing small ball against Minnesota, just like Nebraska had a hard time playing small ball against Michigan State. Then, of course, Nebraska collectively hanging in there on the glass and defending the paint. So that game's tonight. All right, one hour in the books, two to go. Andy Kindy is going to stop by at 12:30. Mitch Light, 90 minutes from now, managing editor, Athlon Sports. Talk a little college football. Coming up next, Scott Frost coaching in the bowl game. What do we think? I'll give you my take next.